Love that point in the last game where he ran you to the corner and then you, and then.
Oh, hit the passing shot.
Ran it up the line. What was on your mind as you?
I was just trying to do what my coach told me and just stay to the side, because a lot of times I'll open up and the ball will sit up and they'll just put away the ball and I wanted to just stay close so it.
So on your back, it was on your backhand that you just wanted to keep it.
The forehand, the passing shot.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Run into it. I just kept saying, run through it and stay to the side.
Just roll it up.
Yeah.
Must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, I was happy when I made it. It was nice. It was
is that
nice.
When you kind of sense that you
yeah, do no, it? I felt like I handled it pretty well, the kind of the pressure pretty well, even though I had a double fault on match point, which was kind of bad. But
yes, when you go back to the service line after that double fault, you a couple of match points, of three, I guess, have come and gone. Now what's in your head as you're about to serve again?
Basically was I wasn't playing long points. I wasn't playing my tennis. I was kind of playing his game, fast points. And my thought was get the first serve in and let's have a long rally and see if he can out-rally me. And thankfully, I think I got a service winner, hitting out light serve, and he, like, bricked it in the net.
It was a short point.
Yeah, it was.
He hit it backhand
long. Yeah, oh, that's what it was. Okay.
And then it was the last point was the forehand return.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so I was happy kind of how I handled it. I was able to think logically in the pressure situation.
You had almost no chances in the first and second set. I mean,
your
first break point was at 4-5, and you converted it. Was that kind of getting in your head? Like, when am I going to get an opportunity?
It was in the first set. You know, it was early on. I felt like I had zero chances. I got to, like, 30 all once. And I was getting really frustrated about it. I felt like I was trying to scoot back. I was trying to step in. I was trying to change things up, and I felt like nothing was working. He was serving really good. He was hitting his spots. And I just felt like I needed to sneak out one game and break him once, and I felt like he would kind of freeze up and stop hitting such good serves. But, yeah, it was in my head for the first set. It got me real frustrated, especially since I was down a break early.
Colin, can you tell me, did you take from your win at Kalamazoo and your time at Kalamazoo that helped you get this far so far in the U.S. Open?
Belief. Just to know that I belong out there and I know that I can win against a kid like that. I mean, the kid's a very good player. He's, I think, 600 or something in the world. He's one of the top juniors in the nation. I know it doesn't say it on paper, but he is. And, you know, it's a good win. So belief is kind of what really helped me from Kalamazoo.
And congratulations. And were you surprised how, you know, easily, like, you got that set and then the third set? You know, he was missing everything.
Yeah. You know, I was and I wasn't, because I felt like the first set, I wasn't able to really attack the ball. I felt like I was kind of just getting it in, and he was just hitting winners, and I felt really rushed, and he did a really good job rushing me and making me uncomfortable, and I felt like, even in the second set, I felt rushed. I just felt like my serve kind of got me through it, but I played the one good return game at 5-4, made him earn it, and it finally gave me a lot of confidence in my strokes, and next thing you know, I started hitting a bigger ball, and he started making a lot more errors, and that three or four games in the third set, I felt like he was just trying to adjust to the ball, because he was trying to hit the winners that he was hitting in the first set off the ball, and he was just going for huge shots when I'm hitting a big ball and he's making tons of errors. So thankfully it happened for that long. But yeah, no, he adjusted, but I wasn't really surprised. He was just kind of stubborn, wanted the winners, it seemed like.
And you're very consistent most of the time. It's like, there are points, like, you know, you're running for everything, like, you know, and it pays off at the end, probably, right?
Yeah. No, I felt like I did a really good job of that in kind of the second and third set. I felt like the first set I kind of just would give in to his power. He would hit a good shot, and I'd just flip out of it and try to force something that's not there, and I'd make a silly error. And but credit to him, he did a really good job making me uncomfortable in that first set. I didn't feel good out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your coach, I guess, got a warning for coaching?
Yeah.
Did you hear anything that he told you?
No, he wasn't. I don't even look at him. I look at my mom. So he scares me. I look at him. I'm like, So I look at my mom. So that kind of made me laugh. But when that happened, I looked over at him on the next break, and we kind of smiled and laughed about it. We were like, what happened?
Well, and the point that it came now, all of a sudden it looks like he must have conveyed some really important information to you or something, but no.
No, it was funny. I mean, he did once, I think, do something with his hands. I didn't know what he meant by it, but, like, I just noticed it, and the lady looked at me kind of strange, and I was like, I was like, I don't know what that is.
Did you expect maybe to have a Hawkeye on that court and not have it, or you didn't expect it?
I actually didn't expect them to have it, but it would have been cool if they had
it. Yeah, they have had it before when juniors have been on that court, so I wasn't sure.
Gotcha.
So what's next? Who's next?
I don't know. Quarter finals. Just another match, and can I go out there and give it my best shot?
He was very kind of quiet. I mean, you were very expressive.
Yeah.
I could think about so many players. But it's nice, you have that fire on you, like something that helps you.
Yeah, no, I...
The commands.
Yeah, it hurt me in the first set, because it was all negative, and I mean, he did a really good job of kind of putting me down and keeping me down. And I had a really tough time dragging myself to make it positive. But I felt like my serve in the second set really helped me. It gave me the lead every game, every switchover, and made me more positive. And I started believing more. I was like, all right, I'm in this. It's 2-1, 3-2, 4-3, 5-4. I'm like, all right, I'm in the lead. It's getting closer to the set. There's a chance he might get more tight. And it was easier for me to be more positive since I had the lead. So it was good, though. Fought back.
It looks like Alexander Zverev is your next opponent, the top seed.
Okay.
You seen him play?
I have, actually. Saw him, he was at a Futures I was at.
What do you think?
He's a good player. That would be a good match. It would be fun.
You played him or no?
I've never played him. I only saw him for probably 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize who it was until earlier in the week. A kid I was hitting with, it was his doubles partner. And we were all eating lunch together. And I was like, hey, I know you from somewhere.
Some of the people who've been watching matches this week, this past weekend, were saying that they thought that the foreign players were very fit, perhaps more so than the Americans. Do you have a feeling that that might be true?
It's people's perspective. I think we're fine physically out there. Some of the kids are ripped and have muscles already, and I don't, but I know I can outlast them if we go out and just run. And I know I can stay out there all day and run all day. So I may not look the part, but I can, I'll last, yeah.
And also, American tennis, we don't see, the younger Cesar Sampras. Do you feel like, you're the next generation and everybody, a lot of people already talking about you? How do you feel? Is that exciting for you, or do you feel pressure?
I don't feel pressure. It's exciting. It's where I want to be. It's what my goal is, and it's what my dreams are. So, the sooner it happens, the better, obviously. But just going to keep doing what I'm doing, and obviously, so far this summer, I've had some good results, so I'm going to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. What's your hometown?
Thank you.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
Do you watch KCRN?
I do.
Of course you do. But you weren't alive when I worked.